Hollywood Live Extra with Tanya Hart.
I'm Tanya Hart. You're listening to Hollywood Live Extra. It's award season here in Hollywood, and Essence Magazine always comes to town this time of year. And here to tell you all about it is my guest, Corey Murray. She is entertainment director for Essence Magazine and their whole cultural world over there. Corey, welcome to Hollywood Live Extra.
Thank you for having me, Tanya.
Oh, absolutely. I think we did this last year, too, about the same time.
Yes, we do. And I love seeing you on the red carpet at the Oscars. You always look so fabulous.
Oh, thank you, darling. Yeah, and it's coming up again on Sunday. How about that?
Yes.
It came around so fast. But in the meantime, Essence Black Women in Music and Black Women in Hollywood, Essence Black Women in Hollywood is coming back again. You guys do a fabulous luncheon. I hear Eve is going to be hosting this year. Tell me a little bit about that and what's going to be happening.
Well, we've kind of wanted to do something different. I mean, the past couple of years, we've really took a turn with having celebrities host the luncheon because it just elevates it a bit because, this is going into our 13th year. We want to be like, well, what can be different? And we've loved how Eve has kind of taken over the talk show space, being one of the regulars on the talk. And we love her from, you and I probably know her best from her Rough Rider days.
Right,
it's kind of
exactly.
Nice to see her, evolution. I think it was one of the names or albums of this, hip hop star and now to burgeoning Hollywood star. I mean, actually, she had her own TV show. She had her own fashion line. She's been running the gamut of Hollywood. So we thought, how exciting would it be for her to come in and host this luncheon? And I believe this is the first time she's ever been. So she's going to have bright new eyes through that whole entire room.
Yes, she really will. And you're so right about her. It's funny because a lot of people don't remember her now from the Rough Rider days. We, of course, do. But, she really has evolved into this really mega star. But at the same time, she's still Eve.
Yes.
When you see her,
and that's
it's
one
still
thing
Eve.
We love. And I think you can attest to that. Essence is all about being authentic. And we really wanted someone that we love and respect. It's interesting. I was just, typing an email to someone to say, this is someone we consider an icon. And I'm talking about someone else, but we really love embracing those people that we love. Eve is certainly somebody that we have loved over the years.
So, Corey, let's talk, though, a little bit about, Essence. First of all, congratulations. Essence has been around, it's 50 years, really?
We are into our 50th anniversary. This is the first major event that we're having in our golden anniversary year. We're really excited about it. It's kind of hard to swallow because, for us, we are almost like a two-year-old baby because it's been our second year that we've been Black-owned again, independently owned. So for us, we still, Michelle Ebanks, our CEO, loves to say that we're kind of like a startup, but we're a 50-year-old startup. So we're, we're rebranding ourselves, we're launching more into, being a full media technology and commerce company. That's something else that we, other platforms that we'll be rolling out this year. But at our core, it's still serving Black women.
Absolutely. But let's talk a little bit about the platforms that you are rolling out, because in today's world, first of all, most magazines have not even survived at this point because it's
That's
just,
true.
The print media was just taken over by the internet and now streaming and everything else. So in that world today, I'm loving the fact that Essence is now Black owned. Rich Liu, am I saying his name right? Yes.
Yeah, that's correct. Rich Liu Dennis.
Rich Liu Dennis and Michelle, and you guys, you've just done such an amazing job. So does this mean economically that as Black Americans, we have finally arrived? Is that what we're really kind of looking at here?
I think we've arrived, but I think we still have a long way to go as far as having, equal wealth to, white Americans. But we're certainly on our way, and I think it's a testament to as Michelle Ebanks likes to say, when we were being sold off from Time Inc., which was being bought out by Meredith, the fact that, they really were ready to just discard us, or group us into a sale. But we, we went to a corporation or really, honestly, a family who believed in us, and they had the means, they had the wealth and the means to purchase us. So I think for that, and one thing that Richie Lou has done and his family has really instilled in us as we continue on our next 50 years is really expanding our view of what entrepreneurship means, ensuring generational wealth. I like to say, and I'm no expert in that realm, you know, my realm is entertainment, but just from the outside looking in, we are definitely on a path to gaining more, and that's one of our pillars now is to how we can obtain more as a people.
Yeah, and we only obtain more as a people when we're able to keep it in our own hood, so to speak.
That means
circulating dollars. And that's what I love about Richie Lou and Michelle and all you guys, what you do over at Essence. You've always done that, and you really promote entrepreneurship. And especially,
yes, we do,
obviously,
because we know that that's the road to wealth. It's something like I learned many years ago personally, like one of the pillars of wealth in African Americans is home ownership. You know what I mean? That's like one of the surest ways to get to it. So my mother and I were talking this morning. I know we're going way off track here. I'm the third generation in my family to own a home. So it's something we're quite proud of.
And that's not a small thing either.
No, it isn't.
Especially in today's world, but hey, it's part of the American dream. Everybody else is buying into this, and so African Americans need to as well. And that's what I love about what you guys have done. Now, I was at the luncheon last year. I got to tell everybody out there, honey, it is fabulous. Y'all don't mess around.
I've had many emails the last couple of days, really last couple of hours, that like, this is the hottest ticket. How can I get in? So
it really is. It's just lovely, and the way that you celebrate womanhood, period, you know, and then of course Black women, because you've always stayed true to the brand. When you look back over the years, and I know, Corey, you haven't been there forever and a day because you've really been a part of the new Essence, but looking back, you know, when it first started, what would you say has changed the most?
I would say, you know, not much, actually, because we've kind of kept to the point of, like, celebrating who were the true provocative storytellers or innovative or game-changing storytellers of the time. I think what we've done differently, I mean, of course, like I mentioned, the celebrity host, we changed venues, which gave us just a little bit more breathing room. But actually, we haven't done much because it's really about that core. And to your point of celebrating womanhood, we have talked over the years about maybe growing it to include more people because, and I don't mean to say this, I know I was joking a bit before, but like the amount of people, women who want to be in that room, it is quite admirable, but we are restricted with space. So we have thought about growing it, but then we know if growing it, you may lose some of the intimacy because that's something that we've kind of held on to, and you can attest because you've been in there. The intimacy adds something to it because it really is a true like sisterhood that comes together.
Yes.
But
yes,
I think the thing that is the most thing that we want to do is really just kind of let people know, especially in a given a time right now with the lack of diversity in this year's, you know, Oscar nomination or this year's award season. I mean, congratulations to Cynthia Erivo, who, you know, is the sole person out there as far as in the, you know, the more high profile category.
Mm-hmm.
But we still need to be a beacon for what Hollywood doesn't see as a whole.
It's so true.
That for us has changed. And unfortunately, we still need to provide that platform.
You know, that is so true because you look at Cynthia. I mean, Cynthia got two nominations, and Matthew Cherry, who many people don't know, did the short. He's a brother and former football player, and he was nominated as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the Obamas.
Mm-hmm.
It is bright. And then the Obamas, their documentary, which, you know, that's them, so that's good too.
Yes.
But that's it this year. I mean, that's really it. And I've covered these, as you said, for a long time. I've been out there. And I know we will show up because we have a lot of voting members. But the other thing that's very interesting that nobody has talked about this year, it's the first time ever a Black woman has produced the Oscars.
I know, Stephanie Elaine, right?
Stephanie Elaine is producing the Oscars this year. And how does that make you feel? Kind of like, you know, is this like, well, we get one thing, but we don't, I don't know. What do you think?
No, I agree with you because, and I'm glad you brought up the fact that they are more Oscar, more diverse Academy Award voting members. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it is unfortunate because, you know, you and I could probably think of tons of movies that could have got consideration. But it's funny because I was just in a meeting and, you know, one of my leads on our team was kind of thinking like, oh, should we do another piece about Oscar So White? And I'm like, I said, but you know what? I know people talk about that, but also we have to look at the gains we've made as well. Mm-hmm. And I think we should celebrate that because now you make me realize we have, Essence has not done a story highlighting Stephanie Elaine, and that's something I need to assign right after this interview.
Yeah,
because she does need to be celebrated. I mean, honestly, she does need to be celebrated. I mean, I looked at the three black women who won three high-profile categories at the Sundance Film Festival.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I think, yes, going back to even when we're talking about wealth and African-Americans, I think in Hollywood, yes, there have been great strides. Of course, there needs to be more. But I do love that right now, there is so much going on with black women in Hollywood, black people in Hollywood, that we're creating our own space. I mean, think about it. I'm just thinking about right now, Issa Rae. In the next six weeks, we're going to get sick of Issa Rae. You know why? She's in two movies, the lead. She's got her own show coming out that she's executive producing. Who knows what she has coming in the fall, in the summer and fall. So that's just one example of one person. And look at where she's gone in her career. So yeah, she may not be up for an Academy Award, but look at the other great achievements that she has, just that one person. Or if you look at Ava DuVernay, or if you look at Dee Reese, or I can go on and on about the number of women. So I was less like, oh God, only Cynthia got it. Because this is a beautiful time. I mean, Cynthia Erivo is getting recognized for a film produced by a black woman, directed by a black woman.
By a black woman, okay.
You know what I mean? So that's my thought.
Yeah, and you know something, that's a good thought, because it's always better to take the positive end, the positive roads, you know, glass half full to me. I'm always that girl as well. Mm-hmm. And to everybody else out there, you're listening to Hollywood Live Extra. I'm Tanya Hart. My guest today is Corey Murray. She is the entertainment director for Essence Magazine and online, and actually the whole new brand of Essence, and everybody's going to be here in Hollywood. It is a good time. What would you say to anybody out there, all the young women who want to grow up to be like you, Corey, because, you know, you've taken that road. I mean, you've done a lot of things. You know, you've worked for NPR. I mean, you know, you were very prepared for this. But all of that being said, what would you say to the young girl who wants to grow up to be Corey? Because not everybody wants to be in front of the camera.
No, it's true, and I do not want to be in front of the camera. But
and you're gorgeous, by the way. People need to know, and she could be because she's gorgeous. Just so you know.
Thank you.
Had to get that in.
Thank you. I think the big thing for me that's helped me over the years is staying ready. You know, keep reading. I know it's, you know, for us, you know, we've come up in a different time where, you know, we've had newspapers and that sort of thing, and everything is digital. But still, stay on social media, follow the right people, follow the right outlets, those news outlets. I would say keep reading, but also trust who you are and trust your judgment on something, because that is something that no one could take from you. You know, we are producing it, sort of an inside essence, as we kind of look at the players who put together, who produced the internal team that produces Black Women in Hollywood. And, you know, I was a little embarrassed when I saw the first clip of it, and I had to explain. It was, you know, back in September, and I was explaining why we wanted to do Pose. Now, granted, no one objected when I said I wanted to do Pose, but I had to be the one in the room to bring up that we were overdue in celebrating the Black trans movement. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've done it here and there in small places. We didn't make a big deal out of it. We celebrated Laverne Cox. She's had two covers. But, you know, we really want to make a statement. So I realized, though, but that was my purpose there. So I say to anyone who's looking to be a young me or just a young entertainment editor or producer, that continue reading, but also know what you in your heart to be true and your spirit to be true. And if you feel more people need to know about it, then trust that. And then just try to figure out the best way to present your ideas. And even when you've been told no, figure out another angle, because if you really believe in it, the right person will say yes to you.
Very good. On that note, we're going to say yes to you. I know you're about to get on a plane to get out here. Can't wait to see
yes,
you,
leaving
Corey.
This cold New York weather.
I know. Unfortunately, it's been so nice here, and then now all of a sudden it's gotten a little chilly, but we'll have the sunshine. We'll have the sunshine for you. It's okay.
Okay, that's good.
That's good. Thank we will you. Have the sunshine. Thank you for all of you doing. I think Essence is going to be really around for another 50 years. I'm counting on it. You know,
thank
like
you,
I said, who knows? Maybe we'll come up with some folks from somewhere that can figure out how to keep us all around that long, too. So anyway, with all of that being...
I'm sure it's being thought out right now in some lab somewhere. So, yeah.
Right? Exactly. We get some kind of face cream or something. At least we look good. Anyway, thank you so much, Corey. And we, of course, will be letting everybody know all about what took place at the luncheon afterwards for our wrap-up report. And we will be out there as well. So, thank you so much for joining us. Come anytime that you got something to talk about. We're right here for you. And you do a podcast. Oh, wait. We forgot to mention your podcast as well. You have a podcast.
Oh, yeah. Yes, we have Yes Girl Podcast. Me and my colleague, Charlie Penn, we're the co-hosts for it. And we're actually going to be in Los Angeles doing some recordings. So we're excited. We love to come to L.A. And, you know, because some people, not everyone comes to New York. So it's kind of nice to, as we like to say, get out the house.
Yeah, well, girl, that's because it's warm out here. That's why everybody comes out here.
True.
We'll see you later on this week. You have a great travel time coming out, and we will see you soon. And for everybody else, you're listening to Hollywood Live Extra. I'm Tanya Hart. And don't forget to subscribe and download all of these podcasts. We've got over 100 of them. We got hundreds of them on your SoundCloud, Stitcher, the AURN app, or any other podcast directory. And if you like what you hear, give us a 5-star review because we want to hear from you. I'm Tanya Hart. This is Hollywood Live Extra.
Hollywood Live Extra, a product of American Urban Radio Networks.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.